Okay, we're starting on page 368, and we are in Simon Shin Lamed Ches Seif Gimel. Page 368, Simon Shin Lamed Ches Seif Gimel. We're starting again the last few words of the page here in the Shulchan Aruch. Zug Hamakashkesh Lashois. Some type of a bell or noise that shakes the time. It's got some type of, he's going to describe it a little bit, there's some type of timekeeping device that makes a noise on the hour. Osui Alidei Mishkolais is made using different weights. What's the word?
A grandfather
clock. Okay, maybe a grandmother, or I don't know. It's grandfather's desk and a big one. You can have any. Got different names, the little ones, whatever. Some type of clock that runs on like clockwork. Mutter la'olchoi lachinem b'odyoim. You're allowed to get it ready, prepare it, wind it, whatever, before Shabbos. Kadesh yehelech v'kashkesh kol haShabbos. It should continue to chime throughout Shabbos. Okay, that was the Shulchan Aruch. Says the back on page 368. So we're in the Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Yud Gimel. Zogem kashkesh l'shoyis. Where it's loyma. Mayre hashoyis. You call in zayge, right? Clocks. She also lashmir kol laidia l'shoyis, which make a noise to tell you the time. Yud Dalad on page Kuf Pehe. Muta la'ochay. You're allowed to arrange it. The hainu to leichashinan kishish. We're not concerned that if a person hears the chiming on Shabbos, that people are going to think he actually set the clock and set it up on Shabbos. Everyone knows it's a normal thing that you set up before and it lasts a period of time. So, no concern of chashad. And prepare it before Shabbos. You can prepare it, wind it, get the right time going, whatever, before Shabbos. Avah b'Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah, let me boy, right? On Shabbos itself, though, let me boy dim omad de osel achin lecheilech. Certainly, if it stopped working, you're not allowed to wind it or get it ready to continue running. It's stopped now, and the only way to make it continue is for you to come in and get involved and change it, whatever. That is definitely not allowed. But I feel like when you're new, a chut abalza shemis na'anea, even just to move, I'm not exactly sure what we're referring to over here, but even just to, in moving the metal ribbon or string that makes it move, you're not even allowed to do that. V'yesh b'zeh it's a Torah, to do that, either of these, is actually it's a Torah, l'kama poiskim d'avi v'chlal tikkun mana. It's considered, according to a number of poiskim, to be a deraisa of fixing this kli, making it work. Ela afilu ba'oide hoylech, but even when it's actually still running, you're also not allowed to move the weights, I suppose, to kind of wind it, whatever, to get it, that should continue longer. Or a pocket watch with some type of a thread as well to pull the clockwork cogs. I don't know exactly how it works here, but we don't really have that anymore. But to do that as well would be a problem. To stop it, you're trying to do that to prevent it from stopping. Even that's also. Unless we're talking about a person who is sick that needs it, if you can't find a goy to keep it, to arrange it, to be able to run properly, then you could even do it yourself. Because again, a choyle might need it either to know when to take his pills or to, you have to do it, may want to take his pulse or something. You need it for that purpose. So when it's still running, we said a Jew can do it if there's no goy. But when it's actually when you've got a goy to do it, and even if it stopped running, you're allowed to have him restart it. These clocks which are pocket watches. Sometimes the pocket watch stops running, and you give it a kind of a shake. And it gets started again. Certainly, Zashlo in our neighbor Shabbos, you need to be careful not to shake it on Shabbos. Yes, someone's going to ask me about these watches nowadays, right? No. What? Yeah. What machlokes? Are you talking about footnotes? Are you getting to read the footnote while I'm reading this? Okay, yeah. So, to come to enhance the shit, yeah. So what did he say about it? What did he say about it?
Regarding?
I didn't read the footnote. So, about setting up an alarm clock to go off on Shabbos. But Moshe for sure was Machmeh.
Yeah.
She tossed over there. he held that electricity is generally a problem of Mars science.
Oh, it's more eruption.
Which is part of that. Right. Yeah.
Who says good. It's not a problem of Mars science?
Not a problem or yes a problem?
No, who says yes? Who says
the Moshe Feinstein. He was very anti Shabbos clocks in general. I don't know. Ask it LOR. Okay, moving on. Fifth Dalet. A person who is guarding his fruit, his seeds from animals, birds. So you're trying to shoo away any approaching predators of your fruit, right? Loi yispeik kaf el kaf. We mentioned this earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. Don't clap your hands. Loi yitabach kaf av alvicha. Don't slap your thighs. Loi yirake lecha avicha. And don't dance to shoo away the animals. The reason is we're concerned if you do that, you might pick up a stone to throw it at the animal or the bird, which would be an ifemukza. And perhaps even worse, you might come to throw out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, which would be a malacha deraisa. We mentioned this in Mishnah Berurah. Can you yell? Yeah, you can yell. Talking about doing actions over here. So, Mishnah Berurah, you come to Zion, v'lo yirakeid. Don't dance to get the birds or animals to run away. Baregel. Lashmir kol lahav is like stamping whatever with your feet, so that ends up meaning you're actually dancing to stamp to get the noise to scare off the birds. Why is the concern? You might come to throw a stone, your design, v'yizrik lahem, l'ushisarabim. You're going to pick up a stone, which is bad enough already, but you're actually going to throw it into l'ushisarabim, which would be a deraisa. Or la poiskim d'razman azeh lekele l'ushisarabim. But according to the poiskim, we say nowadays, in almost all, you know, cities, there's no real l'ushisarabim. Now, I don't know if you say that, I'm not getting into that, but there are cities that do have l'ushisarabim, according to many poiskim nowadays. But according to the poiskim of hundreds of years ago, there's no l'ushisarabims in the main streets of cities. Then these won't really be a problem, because if we're not going to say don't stamp whatever, don't clap in front of the birds, because you might pick up a stone and throw and it goes to the rabban, because anyway that's a drabonon, it's not a deraisa, so we're not going to make a gezeirah to protect you from doing a drabonon. That's the point. Because you can lesapik kafel kaf klachayad bvadai shoyel kolam to do a clapping with an irregular manner and with a shinui in your clapping, that is definitely mutter to shoo away the birds. We're not worried. There you're going to pick up a stone. Since he's clapping in a regular way, it will remind him that he can't do the Shabbos and he won't come to pick up a stone and throw it. And therefore, you've solved the problem with your irregular clapping. You want to care? You can care. I'm showing my on Shabbos, why not? That's a different story, yeah. That's the trim problem.
What's the irregular clapping?
What is it?
If
you clap in an irregular way to shoo away these birds or whatever, that would be an example. There's many. Someone's got to come out with a safer of all the different shinuis and clapping. But what? Clapping of the shinui to a rhythm.
Yeah,
but here's a big chashash you might do, which is that you might do a deraisa. We think it's not really a deraisa because if the ones we've placed gimps are there for, a shinui and a clap would work. Okay, so that's good news to shoo away the whichever animals particularly approach your whatever. Okay, Sif Hei is long in the Shulchan Aruch and so is Sif Vav, but the Mishnah Berurah are quite short on these things, so don't worry. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein seichkim be'egoizim. Don't play with nuts, v'loi betapuchim, or apples, the kiyotze boi mishum ashvuye gumois. Because if you play with them, you might be tempted to flatten the ground. Now, obviously, we're getting back to this idea, are we playing on the ground here? You're playing on a table. Where are you playing? They were worried that you might flatten the ground if you play with nuts or play with apples. Says the Rambam, but dafka al gabi karka. It's only a problem to play with these things on the ground, on the earth. Aval gabi shulchan shor, but to play on a table will be okay. The lekele mikveh shem sham mishum gumus. They're not worried that you're going to make it. Obviously, you might come then to do it on the ground and make fill in potholes. Obviously, that's not a concern over there. So therefore, he's being Rini Rucham, this mutter, to play with these things on the table. You're allowed to play with bones, which is something called chich, something like chamesh avanim. Right? How do you say chamesh avanim in English? Chamesh avanim, right? Five stones, right?
Playing
jacks, yeah. Even though by playing with them, it makes a bit of a noise. Since you're not making some type of rhythm or not trying to make a musical, a song, you're just trying to play the game, that's mutter. That's when you're playing just as a game. But to play such a game in order to make money, to earn, gambling style, jacks. Also, I feel a seichek b'tam v'chase. Even if you're going to play tom v'chase, odds and evens, right? Zugu pered, I call it here, right? The havik kameka komimka, which is why, because to play, to be able to earn, is like doing business on Shabbos. However, you don't need to protest when women or children play these games. The mutav you shogim al yemizim, better they do it unknowingly than you tell them it's us and they do it anyway, because they will do it anyway. How about playing with a ball? Ayin le'el simon chinches, sif memhei, the machlekes shulchan aruch nu'amor, about whether a ball is muksa on Shabbos. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, sif ka'an yud ches. Ein seichakim, don't play with nuts or apples, because you might flatten the ground. Shemagal gunosam, because you roll them. Umakin zoi zoi es, and then they bang into each other. Kederach shemasachkim, and now it's like the young girls play. Don't do that on Shabbos. Don't let them play on the ground. Sifkaron yotes, ashvuye gumos, you might come, because the concern is you might come to flatten the ground. Shiyachin derech, onto the right, onto the left column. Legal gal he goiz, because you want to make it flat so that your nut will roll well, so you might flatten the ground. Sifkaron chof, al gabi shulcham, so the Ramah said to play on the table is okay, just not on the ground. V'uadin al gabi machselas, I beg it, I tavla. And he would also allow playing on a mat, or on a garment, or on a board. We're not worried you might come to play on the ground and then you might flatten the ground, because that's a dub, that's a gezeira against a gezeira. But when it comes to actually playing on the ground, even if it's a tiled floor, where there's not relevant there to flatten it, obviously, that would also be asa. You cannot play nuts or apples or, I suppose, marbles on even on a tiled floor. The karka bakarka michle for gazwinen atu karka shinimutz, because you might get mixed up this floor, that floor, and end up using a floor that's not tiled, and then there's a real concern you might flatten the ground. Now, there are footnotes on a lot of these things over here. Maybe we'll just look at footnote 23, which is not here. It's at the back of the Choveret on page 67, if you want to look. And he's talking about playing with marbles in a tiled yard.
Not a tiled
dining
room or something?
We're talking about outdoors. The question now is going to be outdoors, right? Footnote 23, the bottom of the... Okay, so can you play with marbles on a... when you have a tiled, what's the right word? A floored, tiled outdoor yard. Kasheroiv bata ya'im mutafim, when most of the houses of the city are tiled. So Shon Zon Orbach says it's still asa. Even though it might be true that most, or if not all, houses are tiled, but outdoors, okay, some people have got patios and stuff. Some people make, you know, they tarmac the whole garden, but most people don't. They won't know how to differentiate between this type of floor, that type of floor. But indoors, he says it's mutter. But by some woods, he says mutter, just outdoors on a tiled area, outdoors is not allowed. Rabbi also says that, I'm skipping here, of course, and also Rabbi Eliashiv said nowadays it's mutter to play with a ball indoor, inside the house. Okay, okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah on our page, Kripehei, on Sifkaton Chof Aleph, Bad Samais. It's mutter to play with bones, meaning Chamesh Avanim, like the, what do you call it? Jacks. That's mutter, even though it makes a noise. You're not trying to make a noise, and that's only if you're playing the game, but not if you're doing it for gambling, whatever, or to make money. About some stuff. People make golden jacks, golden chamesh avanim. Not the ones that cost a shekel, right? Miuchad for Shabbos. Otherwise, it looks like weekday activity. I don't exactly know what that means, weekday activity, but you're going to. Don't play like you play during the week. He disagrees and he says, since there's no benefit, very interesting take now, he says, since there's no benefit to knowing the not the wisdom exactly, but the skill of this game, and also any other game, therefore it's usher to play. You can't do something on Shabbos where there's no benefit, you know, there's no wisdom coming out of it, there's no knowledge, there's no Torah coming out of it, it's usher, he says. But af b'chol yizai mishum Moshev Leitzim, not only that, but on a weekday, you need to be careful from these types of games because of Moshev Leitzim, because it's a Moshev Leitzim, something in the, you're in the company of scoffers, you're just playing games. As well. Now, we're talking about adults here, not children, I would assume. Is that maybe wrong to assume that? But I don't think kids have a problem with most of late, they're just playing games. But adults to sit and play any of these type of games, shesh besh, all the stuff, according to many he's bringing here, would be machmir in it. There's no toyeles to it, there's no benefit. Now you want to say nowadays there is a toyeles because people need this, they need to have this relaxation, they're very stressed and anxious, and it can lead to bad things. This and I don't know. You can ask your LOR about playing games on Shabbos. Even if you look in the Shemesh Kuchasa, in his introduction to the section about games, he says, this is all for people under bar mitzvah. Adults shouldn't be doing that. You should be in on more spiritual pursuits on Shabbos. Like spending longer with the Kiddush, for example, than playing games. Okay, Sivkan Chof Beis, Batam V'chaseh. What is that? Peirush, Grad Oy Umgrad, which is basically odds and evens, Zuge Peretz. That game, that's how you call it in German. There's another footnote here, I don't think we have time for it, but maybe we'll come back if we do. Okay, we're moving on to Sif Vav. There's still quite a lot to read in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Vav. In the Shulchan Aruch, Asa Lishov Mayim Begalgal. You're not allowed to draw water with a wheel, like a water mill. No, not a mill, I'm saying drawing the water on a wheel. Right? Gezeir Hashem Yimale Leginasoi Ulchub Asoi. If you let you use this wheel, you might come to fill your garden or your chuba, which is basically an old building where you planted things there, or Lemishra Shopishton, or you're gonna have it run into soak flax. So that's if you're using a wheel. It's the type of thing you use for large amounts of water, and therefore you might use it for these prohibited things on Shabbos. But therefore, if there's no such place present, there's no garden, there's no house where, you know, old house, you know, old destroyed building, or there's no pool over there to soak flax, then it'll be okay. But some say the prohibition is only on a large wheel that will transfer a lot of water without much effort. They have these big wheels that have a lot of buckets around it. I know exactly what it looks like. But the wheels that we have nowadays, like in the well, where you have a wheel system to get your bucket out, that, and there's only a small amount of water, mutter, that would be okay. The lekla mechesh, maybe we're not worried that you're going to come to use it for your garden. It's a very small amount of water. Sif cotton, chofkim on Mishnah, he doesn't have much to say on the sif. Shema yimale, you might use it to water your garden or whatever. Mitech yimale, and below tech, since it's an easy thing to do, you can do it without working hard, you might do a lot of water for your garden. Sifkon Chof Dalad, the Yeshoimim, he said Yeshoimim that it's only also when it's a large wheel, but not a small one. And Kosov Eli Rav, that's the halacha. If it's a small wheel, not much water, nothing to worry about. Siv Zayin is the last one for today in the Shulchan Aruch now. Mishyesh Le Peiris Beroish Hagag, person who has fruits on top of his roof. Beroye Matar Shabar, and he sees it's about to rain. Also Leshal Shalom B'Shabbos Derech Aruba Shebagag, you're not allowed to lower it through a skylight into the house. Avamutah lechasoisim, but you can cover the fruits. Vafir levenim shem muksim mutah lechasoisim ipnei adelef, and even bricks, which you're going to use for construction on your roof, whatever, which are usually muksa, which of course are muksa, you're still allowed to cover bricks to prevent a leak dripping on them. Ruin the bricks.
What is this again?
You have on your roof, you have fruit on your roof, you're not allowed to lower the fruit into your house, but you are allowed to cover the fruit. You're also allowed to cover even muksa items like bricks, you're allowed to cover as well to stop the rain or whatever damaging the bricks.
You could throw a blanket over the bricks.
Yep. Which is not a posh, the Gemara speaks about it. Why the different study in the Shaila? No, just in terms of muksa. Okay. Sifkon Chofei, also Leshal Shalom, so you're not allowed to lower the fruit through the skylight. Why? It's an unnecessary toil, an effort. It's not needed for Shabbos. You're not going to eat these fruits on Shabbos. It's just to prevent them from being damaged. But if it's the type of fruit you plan on using later that day on Shabbos, then that's okay. You've got the fruit on the roof. You plan on eating it for Shabbos. You're allowed to lower it through the skylight to prevent it from getting damaged. Sifkon Chavav Mutter, Le Chasaisam, you're allowed to cover the fruits. Hine Biyam Shoshloim Hechmer with the Marshal is Machmir, Bevi Maganavom, that Maganavom brings him that you shouldn't even cover the fruits. Av Eli Rabba, Vishari, Achoyne Mechicha Magamar with the Mutter, the Eli Rabba brings again, like the Shochanoch said, that it is Mutter. Sifkon Chavzain, Chain Muxim, brick which are Muxash, could go in James Sadui, so Omus Levinim, for example, they are arranged to be used for construction, or Canal Sim and Chin Ches, if you're Zion, you're still allowed to cover them. Chav Ches, Mutter Lechsoisam, Avar Osla Taltam, Mekoyimam, you're not allowed to move the bricks, Ashe Ein Loi Bama Lechsois, even if you've got nothing to cover the bricks with, they're going to get damaged or ruined, you're still not allowed to move the bricks, you're only allowed to cover the bricks. Adkan.